Thanks so much, Shana. Thank you to everyone for coming out today again. This is the 330th day of this genocide that we've seen in Gaza. We're rapidly approaching on 1 year of a horrific genocide that I'm sure all of us hoped we'd never see. But it's fantastic to see that we're still going strong, coming out week in, week out, to take a stand, to show solidarity with our brothers and sisters in Gaza, and to hold our rotten government to account for their support for this genocide that is happening right now. Yeah. On Father's Day, I'm sure many of you, like me, couldn't help but think about the example of Muhammad Abu al-Qassam, who, on going to register the birth of his twin children, was given the news that his home had been obliterated by the Israeli military and his two newborn twin children had been killed by the Israeli occupying forces. His story and the story of countless other Palestinian fathers that we'll never hear absolutely sum up the horror that we've been seeing in Gaza. And it sums up the inhumanity of all those around the world in the halls of power that continue to support this genocide, the massacre of potentially up to 180,000 people in Gaza over the last year. Especially here in Australia, as we've said many times over this last year, that while we're geographically very far away from Palestine, our government is neck deep in blood, in their complicity with Israel's occupation and their genocide that's happening in Gaza. We can talk about their continued allowance of Australian companies to manufacture parts for weapons and the Israeli military that are being used in this genocide as we speak. We can talk about the callous and inhumane response of people like Penny Wong to the slaughter of Palestinians when she said that this described this as Israel exercising its right to self-defense. And of course, as well, it's not just the Labor Party, although because they're in power, they share the most of the culpability of this, but the Liberal Party as well, obviously not to be left behind, have shown the depths of their racism and barbarity in the response to this genocide. Just this week, Peter Dutton again is trying to use the slaughter of Palestinians to ramp up racism towards refugees, towards Muslims and Palestinians and Arabs. That again, he's tried to call for the banning of any refugee, any asylum seeker intake into Australia from Gaza, using the dog whistling accusations that all Palestinians are terrorists. Shame, Peter Dutton, shame. All the same time, that actually thousands of Israelis have been given tourist visas into Australia over that same period of time. Many of them who would be active serving personnel with the terrorist organization of the Israeli military that's carrying out this genocide. And obviously we want to call out the racism of the Liberal Party and Peter Dutton, who is an absolute monster of a human being. But also we can't forget that actually Dutton continues and the Liberals continue to increase racism and right-wing politics in Australia because of the complicity and the dog whistling following on of the Labor Party. Who is it that is not only denied thousands of Palestinian asylum seekers refuge in Australia? It is the current serving Labor Party, the Federal Labor Government. Not only that, but for refugees from all places in the world, continue to be subjected to horrific treatment by the Australian government when they arrive here. Actually, just yesterday I read the news of the tragedy of a Tamil refugee who self-immolated in protest against the racist treatment of asylum seekers in this country, who spend year upon year in absolute limbo, constantly with the threat of the Australian government deporting them back to the country where they face imprisonment, torture, oppression, even death for many of those people if they were sent back to the countries that they fled from. This is the policies of the standing Australian federal government. This is the policy of the Labor Party, and they facilitate the far right continuing to ramp up racism in this country. I think we also need to call out another significant thing that's been happening in Australia, which is the attacks on the Construction, Forestry, Mining and Energy Union by the Federal Labor Government. What we've seen at the moment are the most significant anti-democratic, anti-union laws being passed with the deregistration and the administration of the construction union by the federal government. This is an attack on the rights of workers to fight for better health and safety conditions, but it's also an attack on all progressive movements, because it's not just that unions like the CFMEU and other unions stand up to fight for better conditions for workers in industries all across the country. But a lot of these unions have long histories of showing solidarity and using their industrial strength to fight for progressive causes, whether that was the ending of the Vietnam War, whether it's the ending of the occupation of Indonesia by the Dutch back in the 1940s, whether it's opposing apartheid in South Africa, and also all around the world, unions, a lot of unions, have stood in support of freedom and justice for the Palestinian people. The federal government going after and trying to shut down on strong progressive unions is an attack on democratic rights in this country more broadly, but it's also an attack on progressive movements and the potential that we have to show solidarity with people like the Palestinians. So we must stand in solidarity with our union brothers and sisters and against these attacks on the union movement as well. Now I want to invite up Omar. Omar is a proud Palestinian and is the Vice President of the Palestinian Youth Society at UTS. His father is a refugee who grew up in Rafah, and his mother's family was displaced from Al Jura. And he continues to advocate for awareness surrounding Palestine, both on campus and off. So make him welcome.
Good afternoon. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I would like to begin by first acknowledging the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation, upon whose ancestral lands we now stand. I would also like to pay respect to elders, both past and present, acknowledging them as the traditional custodians of this land. This is unceded stolen land built on the suffering of the indigenous population based on the terrorization of our First Nations people. As we stand on the land of the oldest culture in the world, I would like to mention Palestine is a country rich with its culture. My motherland is a country known for its beautiful olive trees that were older than the buildings around it, its delicious oranges from Jaffa, the famous cheese from Nablus. Palestinians possess their own dialects of Arabic, their own national dishes, their own traditional dress, where every pattern of tatriz has its own unique meaning and origin. Palestine is a country where every city had its unique customs, spins on traditional dishes, and way of speaking. You could travel from Jenin all the way to Al-Khalil and experience so many different microcultures native to the specific people and the towns, all a part of a wider Palestinian culture. Our culture is immensely diverse, and to showcase Palestinian culture and to educate others about how beautiful Palestinian culture is an act of resistance. The number one goal the occupiers have is to erase our culture and to erase our legitimacy as a nation. Because before this treacherous regime was established, our culture was rich. We lived hand in hand, Muslim, Christian and Jewish, and we all shared the same amazing Palestinian culture. Our nation is not simply just a war-torn nation subjected to oppression. Our story does not start there, nor does it end there. But the reality is that there is a group of people that are trying to take our culture away from us. There is a group of people that are bent on breaking us as a nation and destroying our spirit. They will rip out our olive trees. They will knock down our buildings. And they will bomb and bomb and bomb and bomb until people are collecting their relatives' body parts in plastic bags. They take our men and women as prisoners, and they abuse and torture and rape in these prisons. How can we be called human animals, Yoav Gallant, when your politicians are the ones who justify the rape of Palestinian prisoners? How are we the barbaric nation that you accuse us of being if you are the ones bombing babies to bits? They are the ones who brutally murdered 80 members of my own family and killed over 40,000 Palestinians in Gaza. They are the ones who conduct constant terror raids and incursions to cities in the West Bank with the sole purpose of destroying, terrorizing, and disrupting their way of life. The reality is, the foundation of this illegitimate state we now call Israel is built on the blood and corpses of dead Palestinians. And as much as everyone tries to run away from this fact, it is the reality of the occupation. Since 1948, militias like the Haganah and the Irgun have been massacring Palestinians in the same indiscriminate way. Did you forget Dar Yassin? Did you forget the massacres in Al-Lid, Wal-Ramleh, Wal-Khalil, Wa-In-Safad? They have been doing the same thing since their establishment as an illegitimate state. So why does it surprise you that their tactics remain the exact same? Murder, torture, terrorize, and destroy. That should be the motto of the IDF. And shame on every single nation and every single person who refuses to acknowledge these facts and lives in their ignorance, feeding into this Israeli propaganda machine. Shame on every university, every institution, every government who maintains their ties to Israel and to weapons manufacturers who facilitate the weapons used to murder my people. Shame on every individual who does not educate themselves on what's happening and refuses to boycott BDS-listed companies. Shame! But despite all of this, our children still wake up happy to be alive. Our people will still smile through all of it. They find a way to survive. They find a way to resist through the screams, the torture, the blood, the rockets, the rubble, and the despair. Because there's one thing the illegal Israeli government fails to realize is that you will never break the spirit of a Palestinian. You will never strip us of our right to exist. You will never strip us of our beautiful culture. We will never submit to your illegal occupation for as long as we remain alive. We will always resist your treachery, and we will never forget the lives, the years, and the dreams Israel stole from us. Thank you.